Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A CBS television news reporter denounces an archaeological dig in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
CBS Television Network anchor Leslie Stahl in the CBS television program 60 Minutes takes aim at the archaeological dig at the City of David in Jerusalem, casting doubt on the validity of the archaeological findings in the City of David excavations and the unity of the city. Stahl has claimed there is no proof that the City of David excavations are really connected to the biblical King David, who reportedly defeated the Jebusite stronghold of Jerusalem and made it the political capital of the Jewish people some 3,000 years ago. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The claim by CBS anchor person Leslie Stahl that the City of David in Jerusalem is not valid is in contradiction to Bible history and in opposition to biblical prophecy for this location in the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. CBS anchor person Leslie Stahl in the CBS television program 60 Minutes made an effort to destroy the authenticity of the City of David, the original 10-acre plot for Jerusalem found on the slopes of the Kidron Valley in the City of Jerusalem. Stahl accused the Israeli government of using the archaeological excavations as a political tool to indoctrinate the soldiers of the Israeli Defense Force. The CBS reporter said that having the IDF soldiers to come through the tunnel through which King David captured the city is an implicit message that King David captured this city for the Jewish people back then, some 3,000 years ago, and thus now belongs to the Jews today. Leslie Stahl is correct about two things. King David did capture the Jebusite stronghold of Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and that's found in 2 Samuel chapter 5. The CBS TV anchor is also correct about the fact that Jerusalem belongs to the Jewish people today. And that's found in the Davidic covenant, God's promise to the Jews about Jerusalem, as found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, said that he will come back one day to build his temple in Jerusalem and rule and reign from this spot among his people, the Jewish people, forever. That's found in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, and Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. CBS TV anchor Leslie Stahl can make all the claims she wants about the City of David and Jerusalem. However, Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...